afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazier and Christy Phillips of Glazier & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condominium and HOA questions, so give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, maybe you're a little shy, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
And if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can learn lots more about each of us, write in your comments about the show, listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminars at the Hard Rock Hotel, which we're going to talk about in a little while. You can click on our Facebook link and join in on our many discussion boards that we have going on, talking about all the controversy we talk about here each week. And you can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites.
Well, guys, last week we got our inaugural show on WFTL off to a great start. Lots of phone calls and emails from our listeners. Great discussion about whether the religion of your attorney should be a factor in deciding to hire that attorney. But, of course, the topic that seems to dominate the airwaves week after week was the foreclosure crisis and how the banks have now put their cases on hold because they may have been providing our courts with false information regarding who is delinquent and who isn't.
Yeah, first, Karen, I just want to thank our listeners, actually, for making our inaugural show here last week so much fun. The phones were ringing right off the bat, emails kept coming in, and a bunch of our listeners signed up for our seminar during the show, and we had a lot of fun thanking them on the air. And as a matter of fact, the phones were actually still ringing after the show ended. So again, thanks to all of our listeners for making all three of us feel right here at home. We really appreciate it.
Eric, I agree. And Karen, thank you. We had so much fun last week. It's going to be great working with you. And it was absolutely a great first week with our loyal fan base, Eric. I'm sure that, you know, eventually everyone's going to be saying that it was a great first year here at WFTL.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, thanks to all our listeners. And no doubt, Karen, that the foreclosure topic will dominate many of our shows simply because we are in an incredibly unique time in history, where the foreclosure crisis has just absolutely devastated us here in Florida for several years now. And I can tell you, I, for one, don't see an end in sight for perhaps a few more years to come.
I think more than a few years, Eric. And it's certainly a story that will not go away. I mean, it just appears that we're moving forward in a right direction. You know, we start to go forward. You take two steps forward, then you go five steps back, as I say in the old saying. You know, there's always a roadblock. It was great, you know, when the court switched over to that online foreclosure system because it sped it up. You know, the sales were going through. The process was a lot faster. But no sooner did we get that good news than, you know, the banks allegedly got caught with tens of thousands of potentially false affidavits.
Oh, it's a mess.
And it's horrible out there. You know, all the cases are on hold, and now we're just right back to the drawing board where we started out.
Allegedly got caught. No, they got caught.
Yeah, they got caught.
That's my favorite word right now because, you know, right now it's not confirmed fully yet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Well, and going back to the drawing board, like you were saying, really just means more financial hardship for all of the struggling associations out there because these vacant properties continue to linger and the assessments are not being collected on these units. And we're going to get into all of this, of course, and a lot more today. But again, we just want to remind everybody about the seminars we spoke about last week on the show, because we're actually getting closer and closer to that annual election season, and the more important these seminars actually become. And for those who did not have the opportunity to tune in last week, you need to know that as of July 1st, a new law went into effect for condominium board members that states that within 90 days of getting elected, you must now get certified or you are removed from the board. Again, for those people who are already board members or who are thinking about becoming board members, you now must become certified within 90 days of getting elected to the board, and you can do that by attending a state-approved course. And I was the first attorney here in the state of Florida to design and have approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation a course that I'm going to teach and that allows me to certify you as eligible to serve on a Florida Condominium Board of Directors. And the whole course is about 2.5 hours, and the DBPR also approved the course for 4 hours of continuing education credit for all community association managers as well. And the best part about it is the course is going to be held live and in person at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We arranged for a great setup. There's going to be all kinds of food and drink. We're going to be giving away gambling chips to some lucky winners. And the course is absolutely free. Wow. Everybody who stays from beginning to end is going to walk out with a certificate of completion. It's going to be suitable for framing. And most importantly, it's going to certify that you are now legally eligible to serve on a Florida condominium board.
And as we said last week, and I just want to say that we have a couple of phone calls here as well, Eric, so get ready.
Sure.
As we said last week, the other way of getting certified is to sign an affidavit that swears that you read all the condo laws and all of your condo docs. That would take weeks.
Right.
Why would anyone choose to spend days reading the statutes and the condo docs if they can take a two-hour course at the Hard Rock with you guys free of charge? I can't imagine why a community association manager wouldn't want to earn four free credits while at the Hard Rock instead of paying to sit in a classroom somewhere.
I know, especially that it's free. You don't get much free nowadays.
No.
And again, we're going to cover a lot of the topics like budgets and reserves for condos, financial reporting, condominium operations, records management, access to records, which again, we all know is a huge issue right now, dispute resolution, and a lot more dealing not only with what's going on in condos, but the new statutes and how they get applied to condominiums.
Right.
And then, of course, I believe there's going to be an answer, question and answer session at the end.
Yes,
so anybody
there will.
That has any can ask.
Absolutely. And of course, you can bet that the foreclosure crisis will, in fact, be a topic of hot discussion at the seminar as well. And our listeners should know that since announcing the course a couple of weeks ago on the show, 150 people signed up for our first seminar on October 21st from 70 different associations throughout South Florida. We scheduled a second seminar for November 18th, and that sold out just as quick. So now we scheduled a third seminar, and that seminar is December 16th. Mark your calendars, December 16th at 7 o'clock, again at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. And for that seminar, we still have availability. We're only about halfway sold out on that. If you're interested in attending the course and getting certified for free, again, first the course is sold out, but December 16th at 7 o'clock is available. There's only one way to register. You have to go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, click on the link, and fill out the form. That's it. You'll get email confirmation back from our office that you registered. Again, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com, click on the link, and fill out the form. And like we've done for the past few weeks, if you sign up during the show, we'll have some fun thanking each of you personally on the air. And by the way, about a dozen of the show's sponsors are also going to be in attendance, and they're going to have display tables, and they're going to be available to meet with everyone during breaks and after the show. And don't forget to speak to them and see how they can help your community.
All right. We have several calls waiting for you, Eric, so let's get to them. Elizabeth and Boca, you're on the air on 850 WFTL.
Good morning, Attorney Glazer and Attorney Phillips.
How are you?
My question pertains to HOAs and the incorrect and in some places false minutes being kept by the board, of which I am a minority member. I record all meetings on digital and tape, which I then transcribe the important parts of and check against the proposed minutes and email the corrections to the board members prior to the meeting that they would be proposed for acceptance. Still, the majority of the board votes to accept these incorrect and sometimes false minutes. What can I, as a board member and an officer of the corporation, do about this?
Well, again, you attend the next board meeting at which the board votes to approve the minutes, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm on the board.
Okay. So the best you can do is to simply voice your opposition to approval of the minutes if you believe they're incorrect.
Yeah, just definitely make sure you get it on the record so that if an issue ever comes up, people know, and you know when the investigation, if any, takes place, it's seen mm-hmm. that you were on the record disagreeing with it. Because, I mean, you can forward it on and whatnot to, you know, the board and to, the owners of the community. But
yeah, not much you can do other than, you know, simply state your opposition to approval in the minutes on the record. And the mm-hmm. other members are simply going to vote how they're going to vote.
And what are the ramifications of the incorrect vote, specifically as regards motions that set the parameters for expenditures and actions by the board?
Let me ask you this.
They have to be contested.
Well, let me ask you this. The actual recordings, are they your recordings? Are they paid for by the association? Or is it something you
no,
do?
No, they're my recordings.
They're your recordings. So you can keep those. So should an issue ever come up as to what actually happened at a meeting, you have the proof in your pocket to actually show people that this is what actually went down at the meeting, correct?
Yes, and that would work in a legal context?
Yeah, it certainly would. That's perhaps your ace in the hole should something go wrong. Hold on to those recorded minutes.
All right.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank you,
no
Elizabeth.
Problem, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and if you want to call Goodbye. In, bye, 877-850-8585. We have Robert in Boca as well calling. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Two quick questions. The certification, is that just for condos or a homeowners association as well?
Good question, Robert.
And I wanted to find out, what is the clarification for a quorum of board members? Is it a percentage? I have seven board members, can you tell me how many, what establishes the quorum?
Only one question per call. No, I'm joking, Robert. I'm joking. All right, the answer to your first question is, the legislature has not made it contingent upon HOA board members to become certified, okay? There's a lot less regulation, as our listeners know, in regards to HOAs. So HOA board members, again, you do not have to be certified. I can tell you, however, we have a lot of people that actually signed up for the course that currently serve on HOA boards. They can get condo certification. Again, they don't need it to serve on their HOA board, but even though it's not required of you, I can tell you that simply by attending the course, even if you live in an HOA, you're going to get a greater understanding about how a community should be run. Because even if you followed all the rules that are attributable to condominiums, if you applied it to an HOA setting, the truth is you couldn't go wrong. Perhaps you would be more careful than you need to be. So HOA members are more than welcome to attend the course. You're still going to learn a lot. You know, some of the provisions of the statutes regarding condos and HOAs certainly overlap, so we welcome you. You absolutely can attend. In terms of what constitutes a quorum of directors, you got to look at your governing documents. Generally, it's a majority of the directors getting together.
All right. Thank you very much, and we're going to take more of your phone calls after this short break. Don't go away. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs on 850 WFTL.
Try 850 on the go. Visit 850WFTL.com and click Listen on your phone to pick us up on your BlackBerry, Windows mobile device, or iPhone.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint, 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs with Eric Glazier and Christy Phillips. If you want to give us a call and join the show, 877-850-8585. I'm Karen Curtis. And we were taking some phone calls before. We're taking more phone calls as well. And also your emails if you would like to email us at www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
Okay. Before moving on, I just want to say a big thank you to the High Riser newspaper and reporter Sean De Oliveira. The High Riser was kind enough to do a very flattering story about our Condo Craze and HOA show that we do here each week at 850 WFTL. And they actually made us the paper's top story with a great photograph of all of us in the studio. So thank you, Sean, and thank you, High Riser, for your kind words and support for the show. Please know that the three of us really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yeah, we owe you one. And, hey, how about instead of talking about negativism, story after story, I know there's no way around it, but how about we start the show with a feel-good story for a change?
It'll definitely be something different.
Something different, right? Okay. As our listeners know, our theme song on the show is Why Can't We Be Friends? Well, the Miami Herald had an interesting article last week about a guy named Alex Gonzalez who was trying to make friends with a whole city. In 2007, Alex moved from Kendall into a condominium unit in downtown Miami, and to encourage friendships among his new neighbors, he developed MiamiUrbanLife.com, which is like a social networking website exclusively for condominium residents of the downtown Miami area and the surrounding condominium neighborhoods like Brickell Avenue. And today, it has over 2,000 members. Yeah, believe it or not. And I visited the website the other day, and there are sections where neighbors from the same condo can share problems, solutions, and opinions about their particular residents and their particular community. And a really very interesting website.
Yep, and like we always said, every condo association should definitely have its own website so that, it can post its notices, copy of association documents, give more access to records, as we were talking about earlier, and also to give out those important phone numbers, just in case there's a security issue, all that stuff, and just different things for the association for the way it runs. But in addition to that, Eric, I have to say I'm really impressed with this guy because this is a type of website that isn't controlled by an association, and, it kind of lets you, as Alex says, get an unbiased voice and hear the good and bad of each association, which is good before you purchase or even think about moving into a place.
Oh, it's essential. A lot of times you hear people complain that they live in these big condominium buildings. They have hundreds of neighbors, but they still never get a chance to meet with them and speak with them, and they still feel lonely even though they're surrounded by hundreds of people. Obviously, any website that attempts to get people in the community to speak to each other and party with each other and exchange ideas about how to better improve the community certainly seems like a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, well, Alex, because of your desire to get your neighbors together and help build a better, friendlier community, how about we call you the winner of the first Condo Craze and HOA's Why Can't We Be Friends Award?
Yay.
There you go, something new. And wish you nothing but success with your website in the future. Again, if anyone else out there wants to get an idea of how to build a website that can get your condominium or your neighborhood closer together, check out Alex's website again at MiamiUrbanLife.com. Way to go, Alex. All right, moving on. I have to tell you, as you guys know, we're always asked on the show about our take on the Florida real estate market.
It's definitely better than Eric's take on football.
Yeah. Well, here's the rule for today.
Oh,
any
no.
topic we can talk about, no problem. I'm open to anything except last night's UM game. That's it. That's the only thing that's off the table today.
Oh, there was actually a game last night? Because
if you want to call it that.
Okay.
But, okay.
Just had to get that in there, guys. Ouch.
All right. We're always being asked, is the market getting better? Is the market getting worse? What's your prediction? And I've always said that without unemployment being fixed first, the market is simply going to stay dead, period. We have people they can't buy, they can't qualify for condos or private homes unless they have income. That's really the determining factor. And if we're going to use income as a measuring stick as to whether or not the real estate market is going to stabilize around here, we're in for some big problems because the Census Bureau reported this week that there's a stunning drop in median household income in South Florida, and that people living in Broward and Palm Beach counties are earning on average 10% less than they did 4 years ago in 2006. And to make matters worse, nearly 21% of Floridians have no health insurance, and the national average is only 8.5%.
Some scary numbers.
Well, so
yeah, very.
There's tens of thousands of properties for sale just in South Florida alone that people either desperately are trying to get out of or that the banks already took back in foreclosure, and it seems that there's simply not going to be anybody to sell these properties to because everybody's either broke or unemployed or they have terrible credit.
Yeah, you're not
kidding. I know. That credit is what kills everybody lately. And, you know, our population is simply not increasing like we always thought it would. You always thought, you know, you had the New Yorkers and Northerners coming down here because South Florida has beautiful weather. But we reported last week that more people have moved out of the state than are moving in. Not only, you know, it's just supply and demand isn't here. We've got hundreds of condo buildings being built, and they sit empty in downtown. I mean, you can drive by it and see no lights on them. The prices are going to be cheap for a while unless, you know, there's a population increase and the state does something to get people back.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Christy. It's really, it's economics 101. And as a matter of fact, there was a front page story on Yahoo last week that said Fannie and Freddie are now trying desperately to unload their incredible inventory of foreclosed homes, and it's not uncommon for them to be selling a home for $100,000 less than the very home next door, which wasn't foreclosed upon. And, of course, that's what you get for being good and paying your mortgage on time, right? And if you want to talk about some bad publicity, the Wall Street Journal this week had a story that listed the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Pompano Beach areas as the most stressed real estate communities in the entire United States because it had the highest percentage of mortgage holders spending more than 30% of their incomes on housing. Now, the actual figure was a whopping 57% of us down here who are apparently spending more than 30% of our income on housing. And when you combine that with a 33.3% of the population down here that's not working, they gave us a housing stress factor with a score of 116, and the national average was only 85. So that's very unflattering article.
Wow. Obviously, if 57% of us are spending at least a third of our income on housing, a lot of us simply bought houses we couldn't afford in the first place.
That is so true. And that factor right there, that 116.6 versus 85.7, seems like it would be like a heart attack waiting to happen if you were actually a person.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of these people bought them during the times when unemployment kept, you know, inching up and up and all that stuff. And again, we're going to try to figure out how to bring these jobs back here to South Florida, because otherwise we're going to have to buckle up because it's going to be a bumpy ride, as they say.
Yeah. And again, that's just one of the reasons why I've been a proponent of bringing real casino gambling to South Florida and not the silliness we currently have.
You don't think we have real casino gambling?
No,
I mean,
it's
you
anything
sit down at the little machines that play blackjack and they talk to you.
Yeah,
haven't you ever done that?
It's anything but real. I want to see a crap table, to tell you the truth.
Build
a couple of Vegas-style resorts down here that would employ thousands of people at each hotel, and maybe that's a start to solving the mess that we're in. But we want to hear from our listeners. Tell us what you guys think. Are you bullish or bearish on Florida real estate market? And would you buy that condo or home all over again, knowing what you know now? How about telling us if you feel real casino gambling would help turn things down around here? And call us in the studio, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And let's hear what you have to say. Again, if you want to email us, just go to the show's website, condocrazeandhoas.com, and click on the email the show button, and we'll get your email right here in the studio.
All right, and we're halfway through. Give us a call. Again, the number is 877-850-8585, taking your calls and also your emails. So don't forget to give us an email at condocrazeandhoas.com. We'll be right back.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal
personal time getting headaches. Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruise. Body by Cruise is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruise makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruise comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out. So Body by Cruise trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruise has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruise.com. That's bodybycruise.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruise. Click bodybycruise.com and they'll come to you. Or call now 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruise for over 4 years.
You're listening to South Florida's favorite news talk radio station. This is 850 WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach.
Weather you can depend on from WFTL.
The South Florida forecast through this afternoon. Fair weather will continue under mostly sunny skies. Temperatures are generally rising into the mid-80s, then falling down to the upper 60s, with clear skies during tonight, though down around 70 right near the coast. Tomorrow, more sunshine around us, with high temperatures up near 85 degrees. Clear at night, lower 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 850 WFTL.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Karen Curtis, along with Eric Glazier and Christy Phillips of Glazier & Associates. We're taking your calls at 877-850-8585. And we thank Margo from hanging on from Pembroke Pines. You're on the air, Margo. Hi, Margo.
Hi. This may be a stupid question for you people, but
Margo,
I'm just so
there's
aggravated.
Never any stupid questions.
A lot of stupid answers, though. I don't think. No, go right ahead.
Most of them coming from Aaron.
My question is this. We have a president that comes up with all these stupid things where he has 30 years, never had a problem. Now they decided that everything had to be uniform. In other words, either you have your screens in, all in, or all out. So first of all, it can't be uniform because some people will have it in and some people will have it out. So I want to know, are they allowed to do that without getting the okay from us?
Okay, generally speaking.
And there's nothing in our documents that says it has to be uniform.
Well, are you talking about the exterior appearance of the condominium?
Right.
Yeah, okay, well. Generally, a board has not only the discretion, but generally the absolute authority to make sure that you don't change the exterior appearance of your condominium unit. So for them to make uniform rules, uniform guidelines about how each condominium was to look, probably something that's reasonable, probably something that would be upheld by an arbitrator or a court of law.
But Eric, an important part too, though, as she said, is they've been there 30 years.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for 30 years, so if possibly...
No. This has just started with this new board of directors.
Okay, but
and in my head, if some people put in the screens and other people don't, which is what's being allowed, how could it possibly be uniform?
Right. Well, Christy raises a good point as to if the condition of your property has existed for a certain number of years, whether it's in or out in terms of the screens, if it's like that for several years and they now want you to change it, the association could have waived that right and they would now be stopped from making you change it back, because when they had the knowledge that you were breaking the rules or laws to begin with, they never did anything about it and sat on their rights. So, the answer to this question may depend upon everybody's specific scenario in your specific condominium. But if you have a question, or if anybody out there has a question that we may not be able to answer on the air, and then it may require actually taking a look at your specific condo docs, call us at the office at 877, the number 4, Condo Craze, and we will be glad to look into your specific documents a little further. And that might be something that we have to do, Margo.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Thank you. Okay. How about we go to
Bye-bye.
An email?
Sure.
Okay. We got an email from Richard, and Richard is in Hollandale. And Richard writes in, a summons was issued against me as a landlord for renting my apartment less than 1 year after it was purchased. The renting rules in our condo change with each administration that's elected. And that kind of sounds like Margot's call just a minute ago. While the governing documents contain nothing related to the length of time that a landlord must wait before renting the apartment, the condo insists that the landlord must abide by house rules in place at the time of the rental. The association would be wrong in that situation, Richard. I can guarantee you that if we took a look at your specific declaration of condominium, there are guidelines in there that talk about whether or not an owner has to own his unit for a year or longer prior to renting it out. And if it's not in there, and if it's not an amendment that's in there that would prohibit you from renting within the first year, the board cannot, simply by making a rule, change that on you.
And okay? Eric, another important part about that is that even if it is an amendment that's done after Richard owns the unit, if he had voted no in a proxy, which a lot of unit owners and homeowners out there don't understand, if you vote no against a rule and regulation in regards to rentals or a dog issue, if you have a dog, you're going to be grandfathered into that clause. So
Absolutely.
Say an amendment had been done and Richard voted no, mm-hmm. he still would have been allowed to rent his
Very important point. In a condominium, if you don't vote in favor of a rental restriction, it does not apply to you.
Okay. Good to know. We also have a call from Martin in Hollywood. You're on the air on Condo Craze and HOAs. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Eric. This is Martin. Two questions. First
sure.
of all, about the elections. Can two ballot forms be put into one ballot envelope? And secondly, I've received a letter from the management company saying anybody delinquent for 90 days forfeits the right to cast any votes.
Yeah, though that's a new
comment on that?
That's a new provision in under the condominium statute that, yes, now in condominiums, if you're delinquent for 90 days, the board can suspend your right to vote. Okay, they absolutely
okay,
can do
thank
that.
You.
Now, the question, getting back to your first question, is can you put two ballots in the same return envelope?
Yes.
Does
basically, I own two units. I want to make two votes, but I only want to use one envelope to send it to the management company.
I don't have a problem with that at all. I can tell you our firm is often requested to supervise the elections. We show up at the condominium uh-huh. and, obviously go through each ballot one by one. And if you sign the exterior envelope and you mm-hmm. indicate that you're, in fact, enclosing both your ballots, and you sign it as the owner of, Unit 101 and 102,
mm-hmm.
and both of your ballots in there, as long as I can verify that your signature is correct, I'm going to accept it. Christy, I guess you feel the same way about that? I'd rather give a person the benefit of the doubt and accept their vote rather than find a way to discard it. And if you own two units, big deal, you put two ballots in the same envelope. As long as we can verify your signature, I'm going to keep it.
Yep. Okay, great. The next one is a bit similar to previous call about the board making up rules and regulations.
Yes.
I have some new renters in, and the board has seemed to have taken exception. They've allowed them in. They passed all the whatever, you know, the interview, etc. Now they say that they are using the communal areas, the pool, etc., and they are causing a nuisance of themselves. I have now got a letter saying that they will fine me unless my tenants stop making a nuisance of themselves. And they're quoting one very small paragraph of our condo docs, which says, nuisance prohibited. No person shall engage in any practice, exhibit any behavior, nor permit any condition to exist that will constitute a nuisance or become a reasonable source of annoyance or disturbance to any occupant of the condominium.
Okay.
Very broad. Is it so broad that it could just be applied to anything?
I'm sorry, Christy.
Martin, before Eric answers your question, I was just going to ask you to turn your radio down a little bit because we're getting a lot of feedback.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Go ahead, Eric.
Have they described this nuisance to you? Did they actually tell you what's going on?
Well,
what are your tenants doing that they can't seem to live with?
Well, apparently they have too many people in the pool. They are having some food near the pool, and they are using the pool, and they've just come up with some new pool. We have no pool hours, and there's been no rules, and they're using the pool too late at night, past 9 p.m.
Okay, general rule, the board of directors can make reasonable rules and regulations regarding use of the common areas. Okay, but these rules have to be published. People have to know about them in order to be accused of violating them, right? So let them show you what those rules are, pass them out to your tenants, and tell them not to break them.
Okay. Well, that's easy. They did say they sent an email out, but half the unit owners never got it. Do we have to vote on these rules?
No.
And therefore, no.
Good question. Rules and regulations need not be voted upon by the unit owners. Okay. And generally, rules and regulations concern the common areas. In other words, like the hours for the pool, the hours for the gym. Things of that nature. Again, that could be done by your board of directors without a vote of the unit owners. But things, when you need to amend your declaration, of course, that does.
And Eric, the unit owners have to be put on notice that, you know, rules and regulation votes are being done by the board so they can attend the meeting if they do wish to.
And if it's rules regarding unit use, it requires a 14-day advance notice. But Martin, thank you very much for the call. And actually,
you
got it. I'm actually going to follow that up with an email that just came in during the show from Monica. Don't know where Monica's emailing us from, but Monica writes in that there's an owner who's bringing children to the swimming pool in their community, giving the children lessons, but when the child is finished with the lessons, it's not so much they're complaining about that, but the child runs around the pool screaming.
Oh,
a letter was sent to the adult citing the nuisance rule, just like Martin suggested. Are there any other suggestions?
Now,
look closely.
Eric.
It might allow for drowning the child actually in the pool in your condominium documents. Just look, a lot of boards would be in favor of that.
No.
You know, but here's what I tell your condo. Big deal, a kid is running around the pool. So what? Live with it.
And this is coming from Eric. Eric, aren't you the one that says you don't move in somewhere if you know there's going to be no dogs there and you don't want dogs barking? That's
dogs
why you move there.
Let's not compare dogs with children here.
I didn't do that. I just dug a hole and I'm in so much trouble, I'm sure. But you know what I mean? Like, if somebody moves into a condo sometimes and they expect that peace and tranquility, you know, to their neighbors and whatnot. I mean, I don't know how loud the kid's screaming,
you know,
but if the kid's running around and banging drums on the
you'll
little
have
man's
a lot
head.
Of peace and tranquility when your time is up. Big
That's
deal
true.
If there's a little 4-year-old running around your pool making a noose, you know, a little bit of a nuisance. Learn to smile, you know, and learn to suck it up.
And seriously, how much noise can a 4-year-old make?
A lot.
I don't have a kid yet, but still.
I have a 5-year-old. You'd be surprised how much noise a 4-year-old can actually make. But How about we can take a break?
Yes.
And when we come back from the break, we'll answer more of your calls again. Call us in at the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Here on Condo Craze and HOAs.
And also, we are going to take your emails as well. We'll talk about them on the air at condocrazeandhoas.com. You can click on the Email the Show tab. Don't go away.
The station that brings you Dennis Miller. Weeknights from 9 to midnight. You are listening to South Florida's News Talk 850. WFTL.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Welcome back. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs taking your phone calls. A lot of people on hold right now. 877-850-8585 with Eric Glazier and Christy Phillips from Glazier & Associates in Hollywood. We do have Carol from Pembroke Pines on the line. You're on the air, Carol.
Yes, hello.
Hi,
Carol.
My neighbor, she has three dogs. They're on property 24/7. And our laws, Homeowners Association laws, state you can only have two pets. And they confronted her, and she goes, "Oh, I sold it back to the neighbor." But it's never at the neighbor's house. She never walks a dog. This neighbor of mine walks the dogs twice a day, and it's on her property 24/7. And when I confronted the Homeowners Association, they won't do anything because they've got a signed paper from the neighbor that, yes, she did buy the dog back.
Right, but well, ownership to me isn't really the question. The issue is, where is the dog actually staying? What I would do, grab a camera, you know, and take pictures. Are the dogs, you know, bothering you?
Uh-huh.
Is it creating?
I have pictures and I have video.
No, I mean, are the dogs also creating a nuisance? Or are they going on your lawn or anything like that?
They bark and they make them go on my median strip and all that.
Okay. Take pictures, send a certified letter to your board of directors and closing copies of those pictures and telling them that you demand them to do something. If they don't, you have a right to perhaps file a lawsuit against your homeowners association and, of course, your neighbor. Okay, but you got to be prepared to go the distance.
And make sure you get those pictures throughout the day, not just one time. You know, get it in the morning, afternoon, and evening so you can show that the dog is, in fact, there 24 hours a day.
I have 10 o'clock at night, 8 in the morning, in the afternoon.
You know, we get questions like that all the time. You know, the neighbor is making too much noise or the neighbor has too many pets. And remember, if you're going to wind up going in front of a judge on these types of issues, you got to have proof. It's not enough to just go in front of a judge and say, "Judge, they're making a lot of noise next door." Well, prove it up. You know, how do you want a judge to deal with that question? You got to be able to prove it to him or her. So take pictures, you know, take audio, take video, do whatever you got to do. But you got to walk into court or in front of an arbitrator with some real proof. Okay?
Right. Thanks, Carol.
Thanks for the call, Carol.
All right.
Thank
also, you. We have Kathy on hold from West Palm Beach. Kathy, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Yep. Go ahead,
Kathy. Hello.
Yeah, how can we help you, Kathy?
Yes. I live in a homeowners association, and it appears that because a member of the board of directors does not like the new law under 720 with regards to reserve funds, that they are not going to send a ballot to the membership for the voting that is stated under 720, which states that if you are going to have full reserve funding, that there must be a 75% yes vote of the members. Other than taking legal action, is there any recourse, such as the department in Tallahassee, whereby this information, if it becomes true, can be presented? You know, I love how our legislators, pass laws such as that, but there is no recourse if a board does not follow the law other than a lawsuit.
And that's interesting because you are correct in terms of an HOA. There really isn't anybody to complain to. I can tell you that, you know, as far as condominiums go, you have the condominium ombudsman's office, and they find themselves in situations more often than not where they're helping to respond to questions and comments and complaints by owners who live in HOAs, but they really have no teeth to do anything about it. So, yeah, so in your situation where if you don't feel the association is dealing with reserve accounts, as it should under Florida Statute 720. Your only real way of taking some corrective action would be either to file a lawsuit or perhaps, and I'd have to look at the statute, it may require that this type of action has to go to mediation first.
Okay. I'm sure from what I've read that, you know, just about everything has to go to mediation.
Right. In an HOA, you're correct. And we were actually going to wind up doing a show on that, perhaps as early as next week, that's going to tell everybody what the differences are between mediation, between arbitration, between actually litigating matters, and mediation will definitely be discussed.
Well, I certainly appreciate your show.
Thank you very much.
I also own a condominium, but I live at the HOA.
So you have a condo and an HOA, right? You have a condo unit and a unit in an HOA?
You're a show in and of yourself.
Yeah, glutton for punishment, aren't you? Yeah.
Which one do you like better, the condo rules or the HOA rules?
Yeah, where do you find that you're less bothered, in an HOA or in a condo?
Actually, in the condo. And I think, personally, one of the things that needs to come forth from the state, make the change, give HOAs a chance, number of years to rectify it, that any more than one unit under a common roof should be a condominium.
Right. Okay. Well, there's a thought. Again, a lot of changes this year in terms of the condominium and HOA laws. I can tell you that it's been our opinion on this show for the last couple of months that a lot of you have been hoodwinked into thinking that these changes were actually fantastic and beneficial for your community, when really it means nothing at all. For example, we'll go through some examples. A lot of you think now that are listening to the show that the banks that now foreclose on units have to pay a year of assessments each and every time that they foreclose. That did not happen, and I can't tell you, even though the statute's now in effect since July, Christy, how many times do you get a call in the office that says, Ms. Phillips, we should be getting a year now of assessments?
Yeah, and try to explain to them that either the certificate of title was issued prior to the statute coming to effect, or that the mortgage was done prior to the new statute. It's kind of an interesting issue. And, I mean, you have that 1% cap, Eric. So,
right. I mean, that's the bottom line.
I don't think I've ever seen the 12 months be used to date. I mean, I do, what, 100 a week at least?
Right. And we haven't spoken about it here on WFTL, but I want everybody to realize that when the legislature changed the law from 6 months or 1% to 1 year or 1% of the mortgage, whichever is less, they left you in the exact same position. It sounds great. It sounds like you're now going to get 1 year of assessments, but the reality is that is simply never going to happen, because the 1% cap is going to stay in place each and every time, basically.
And I think in those situations, Eric, where we looked at it, I think the one or two situations that we found out there that possibly could happen, it was like $100, $150 difference at the most. I mean, it was no big difference. Like, you know, you think 6 months, okay, my assessment's $400, extra $2,400,
right.
You know, but that hasn't been how it's been. So.
Doesn't happen. Let's talk about it a little further. What about, we had callers calling in with questions today regarding, can they kick us off the board of directors if we don't pay? Can they prevent us from voting for members of the board of directors if we don't pay? Yes, they can do that now. Your board has the authority to do things like that. I'd like to get a call from any association out there and tell me if that's truly been beneficial to any of you. Have you had the opportunity to collect excess funds or extra funds simply by the threat of kicking somebody off the board, or the threat of preventing them from voting in an election? You think somebody that hasn't paid their condominium dues for the past 2 years cares one way or the other about voting in your condo election? Probably not. So what really happened during this last legislative session was they had to give you guys something. So they threw you a bone and they gave you a whole bunch of these feel-good measures, which, you know, makes it seem like the legislature did something and accomplished something. But actually, nothing was accomplished. There could have been a lot of much more important things. Like landlord-tenant law, for instance. You know, when a landlord sues a tenant, the tenant has to pay the rent into the court register each month. Wouldn't you think that would have been a great idea in a condominium setting? When a condo files a foreclosure, or even when a bank files a foreclosure, why not force the unit owner to put the money in the court register each month so that the condo association can get that money, just like a tenant would have to? But no, instead of doing that, instead of doing something really important, something really beneficial that would have sped the foreclosure process up, what they do? They allowed you to kick somebody out of the pool if they're late. So again, you know, a lot of talk about nothing. But next week, we're going to start with a very interesting article that appeared in the Sun Sentinel this week about somehow, some way, I know, Krista, you saw the article, associations now having the ability magically somehow to wipe out first mortgages. I will tell you that you'll hear next week why Christy and I at least think that's impossible, simply not going to happen, and sometimes you have to read between the lines, and it's sensationalist journalism at its finest. And again, we'll get into that next week. It's been another good show. Thank you guys for week two.
Thanks for the calls.
Thanks for all the calls today, everybody. We had a great time. Again, sign up for our seminars. Go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. You guys got to get certified within 90 days of getting on the board. Okay, so we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, see you next week at noon on WFTL. 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 WFTL.